Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We're talking with Marlon Greenwood on SOS Radio today, and he's played with the Houston Texans and the Miami Dolphins, and he leads the Marlon Greenwood Foundation, also known as MG52. How you doing, Marlon?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, so you lead a free football camp each summer for underprivileged kids in our community because God used sports as a real outlet for you as a student who moved from Jamaica to New York.
You know, it's something that we do on an annual basis. We've been doing it since 2015 in my hometown. Also here in Las Vegas, so our first year was doing it in 2017. We did our first one at Cheyenne and the second one at Desert Pines. And this year, the third one is going to be at Cimarron Memorial High School, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it was a blast last year. It was nice and warm in June last year when we were doing this. But you had a whole bunch of students out. You had a bunch of NFL players that came in to help coach and teach and mentor.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things I want to add to that is going to be in July. July 11th to the 13th. The structure, I know it's going to be a little bit warmer, but, you know, the kids, we're going to do it a little bit earlier during the day so the kids could, you know, get in there, have fun before the sun reaches its hot point. Yeah, looking forward to it. You know, the NFL guys, they come in there, they do a good job of mentoring the kids and teaching them the good things about staying on the right path, of focusing on school, you know, using hard work, being disciplined, and letting them know it's not going to be an easy task. You know, this day and age, a lot of kids are looking toward the easy way out, and that's not how life is. And having these guys that they look up to, the actors, the NFL players, the musicians, whoever is there to talk to them, to let them know that, you know what, this is what I had to do, and there's no easy way out. You have to put in the work, and you have to be disciplined. And normally when the kids hear that from someone that they look up to, they take heed to it. So then they realize that what the parents and what the teachers are telling them is the truth.
Now, Marlon, what have you learned about teaching someone a work ethic? Because a lot of times, you know, we just think like, okay, if I accomplish this, I can do this. If I set my mind to this, I can do this. But that's just the first step.
Yeah, you know, it's three steps to this. You have to find out what you want to do in your heart. And once you find that out, then you got to figure out how you're going to attain that. And the third step is the toughest step, which is putting in the work, because putting in the work is just not one day or 2 days. It takes years upon years of discipline and continuously, you know, working towards the goal. And sometimes when you don't see the results immediately, people get discouraged, but they have to understand that it's a long process. And that's one of the things we try to tell the kids, is not an overnight thing. Like, I didn't just born and wake up in the NFL. Took years upon top of years. I started playing late in high school because I'm coming from Jamaica. I played soccer, but I was fortunate to get a scholarship after playing my first year, a junior in high school. But that's 2 years of high school. I got redshirted in college, so that's 5 years in college. And then in the NFL, it took me another 4 years before I could actually really get settled and do what I wanted to do, which was help my family, which was my childhood dream. Since I had, I was five. So it's a long process, you know, but it is doable as long as you stay focused and as long as you stay on the path.
We're talking about building into a work ethic with Marlon Greenwood today on SWS Radio from the Marlon Greenwood Foundation, also known as MG52. And a lot of times we think about success like, oh, I got a college scholarship. I made it. That's the success. But really, that's just kind of the starting point to all the extra work you need to put in to really own that work ethic, huh, Marlon?
Absolutely. That is just the beginning. And once you get that, that's another stepping stone to another level. So in high school, your hard work in high school. In high school, I was on the honor roll, a high honor roll marking period. So that's why I got the scholarship so easy in my junior year. I played well because I had the athletic ability from my soccer background, and coming from Jamaica, I'm having good genes from parents. But yeah, definitely, that's what the first stepping stone, going to college. But then you have to go up there and prove yourself in college. Then after you get drafted, people think they finally get drafted and make it into the NFL, that they made it. No, you have to continue to do all the things that you've done over the years to help you get there into the NFL, to remain on top. And then when you establish yourself there, it just keep on going. But it's just the way life is. You know, what you put in is what you get out. And as you get to another level, you have to continue to work hard and to maintain on that level, and to get to the next level, you have to keep on searching and just keep on doing until you reach your goal.
We're talking to Moreland Greenwood today at SWS Radio, and he's played in the NFL, and he leads MG52 in Las Vegas now. Moreland, what advice do you have for parents today who are involved in all the crazy world of club sports? I mean, if your kids play soccer in the rec world for a couple of years, and all of a sudden there's all these club teams, and it gets real expensive in tournaments, or you're playing football throughout high school, and they're starting early with all kinds of different football camps and different football clinics and football leagues, from Pop Warner to all the Pee Wee stuff. We get sucked into this as parents, but as someone who's gone through different elements of different sports playing those growing up, what advice would you have for parents who do have some gifted athletes? They think, like, maybe my kids could get a scholarship someday, but do we want this to run our family, all these club sports?
You make a good point there, because if not, every club sport that you get involved with is teaching the kids exactly what they need to learn and the fundamentals that they need to excel at what they're doing. But the very first step is you want a child to make sure that it's something that they want to do, you know, that's something that they have a passion for, and it's something that they want to excel at before you push them into anything. Then the next step is you really have to do your research these days to make sure that the person that's teaching your child is the right one. And that is just not someone that just want to tell you what you want to hear because they're playing on your emotions so that you can continue to give them a bill. That's one of the reasons that we wanted to do a free football camp, a quality free football camp for the kids, so they can come and experience the type of level and the type of coaching and the type of mentorship that they need to get, because of that reason, because of what's going on, because a lot of kids have high hopes and high inspiration of playing professionally. So they look toward the parents, and then sometimes the parents want to do it, and sometimes the parents don't have it. So I just want to have that be an experience for them, to be able to have them have that possibility. But they shouldn't let that run their lives, because there's so much information out there. There's YouTube. There's so much research that they can do themselves before they can go out there. They can go and see how the pros train, how the NFL athletes train, see what they do. So if the person that's training their kid not using some of those fundamentals, then they can know that, well, this is someone that played in the NFL, this is someone that played in the NBA or whichever professional sport, and be like, you know what, maybe he don't really know what he's talking about, but just don't take someone's word for it and make sure it's the right situation for you.
Moreland, you have a whole bunch of NFL players that are going to come out and help you coach and mentor these students. It's coming up in July, and it's a free football camp. Where do we get more information?
You know, you could get more information at mg52.org. M is for Moreland, G is for Greenwood, and the 52 was a number I played with in high school, college, and also in the with the Dolphins. I got turned to number 56 when I was with the Houston Texans, but mg52.org. And we have a fundraiser coming up on June 1st. That's how we actually get the ability to put on a free camp, is to raise funds for it. It's going to be at Binion's. The doors open at 6 from 7 to 8:30. We're going to have an award ceremony. It might be more like 7 to 8 because I want the people that's there to have some time to relax and get a chance to network and meet the other people that's there. And then after that, you know, we will be able to enjoy the festivities. It's going to be Epicurean food stations and set up so they could try different type of food, and it's going to be more of a relaxed type of setting, not to that sit down gala. I sit here all the time and listen to things, even though those are good functions, but sometimes I think, you know, I wanted to do something a little bit different to give them a little bit more of a relaxed night, but still informative, but also relaxed at the same time. It's called A Night in Paradise, by the way. It's like a Jamaican island theme, so there's going to be a lot of island food that's in the food station as well, to represent the name as well.
So you mentioned there's an award ceremony. What are the awards about?
We're going to honor DJ Smith, one of the kids we've been mentoring. I've been mentoring him about 2 years now, and he just got a scholarship to Lewis and Clark. So being one of the raise up kids, you know, our mission is raise up youth to become successful, socially responsible citizens through mentorship imparted to encourage the realization of their full potential while respecting diversity within the community. So he's the recipient and definitely deserving of the Raise Up Award, because he exemplified everything. He's a good student. He has persevered through all because he missed his entire junior year. That's when I took it upon myself to make sure that I mentor him, get up early in the morning to train him, things of that nature. That because I was really busy with the foundation and busy with the NFL alumni, as the day started, I didn't really have any time. But it was very important for me to, because I know it was important to him, that I got up and trained him, and it paid off. He ended up getting a scholarship over there to Lewis and Clark, which is a really nice school in Oregon, and he's excited and he's happy. So that's what the foundation is all about, is to get results like that. Now the people want to, organization want to recognize is Terry Cottle, Binion's, Four Queens, and Chicago Brewing. Those guys have supported me since day one, since I started doing the foundation camps out here, since we did at Cheyenne High School. They've been every step of the way to supporting me, making sure that helping me to assist the youth here in the community. So I definitely want to recognize them as well.
We're talking about perseverance and training and belief with Moreland Greenwood today at SWS Radio. He leads the Moreland Greenwood Foundation, also known as MG52. And all throughout your life, your dad said, believe it and you will achieve it, Moreland.
Since I was a kid, my father told me, Moreland, do your best at any contest and God will do the rest. He just told me three things. And he did one of the things I used to always remember him saying, that Moreland, believe in yourself, Moreland. Believe in yourself. And that stuck with me over the years. When I always think about what I'm doing, whether it was wrestling, because in wrestling, I was a five-time state champion in wrestling in high school. I built my coach first state champion in 26 years at Freeport High School. And going through those matches, and when I first started playing football or playing soccer, or if it was music, because I also do music as well, or acting, or anything that I do, I always hear him saying, Mon, believe in yourself, believe in yourself. And so that's why I know if the youth believe in themselves, they can achieve anything they want to do in life, as long as it's something that they like or they enjoy and they put their mind to it and they work at it. Because these things that I started to do, I didn't know it at first, but I was interested in it because I wanted to do my best at it. So when you're interested in something, you take the time out to learn it. They take the time out to let every little thing soak into your mind. And that's what the youth have to understand. If there's something that they're interested in doing, they're going to do whatever it takes to make sure they excel at it. Yeah, believe it and you will achieve it.
We're talking with Moreland Greenwood on SWS Radio today. And it's so interesting when you're gifted as an athlete or you're gifted in music and you start thinking about scholarships and you start thinking, wait, maybe I could go to a school and they're going to give us free tuition. But what you found, Moreland, is they're not just looking for athletic ability. They're also looking for mental clarity and they're looking for scholar athletes. They're looking for academics, too, for scholarships.
Absolutely. That's why they call it student athletes. The student first before the athlete. Because they're making an investment in you as a player, as an athlete. My scholarship at the time, I got redshirted in my first year, which I was happy for because they gave me an extra year of eligibility to play in the first year just to learn football because I didn't start playing football until 11th grade. So my scholarship was $25,000 a year. This was back in 1996. So that's $125,000 back then. And so that's a lot of money then, and that's a lot of money now. So that's a big investment for a college, and I'm sure it's a lot more now. But they don't want to give you the scholarship, and then you come up to college and you can't play because you don't have the grades. So I definitely understand that they have to make a right choice about the person that's also going to be able to maintain the proper GPA so they don't become ineligible to play on the football field. Or basketball field, or whichever sport you play. So education is a very important part, not just for football, but for yourself. Education, learning more about what you can do in life and how you can better help yourself. Not only you help yourself, but once you become educated, you can educate others and lift up people around you. And so it basically helps you to move along in life a lot quicker as far as your understanding and how to deal with things.
We're talking to Moreland Greenwood today at SWS Radio, and he leads a free football camp for teens and students here in our community, and you're actually doing that this July. MG52.org has all the details.
Yes, you know, the camp coming up July 11th to the 13th, all the information is upon the website, MG52.org. You can go on there and you can register and you can be able to pre-register. We're expecting up to 400 kids there, so as soon as register, the better, so you can reserve your spot. Also, the NFL alumni are going to be involved as well, so we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to everybody going and contributing to it, and they could go on the website and sponsor a child for $150, which get free admission to the event. So the event is really $100 a ticket, where they get food and drinks included, and also they will be able to, you know, enjoy the festivities of the entertainment throughout the night. So, and it's going towards a good cause. There are, you know, it's a 3-day camp for the kids. So really it's $50 a day for each child. Wednesday, Thursday, we give them lunch, we give them t-shirts, we give them gifts. So we take care of the kids, and they're getting quality coaching by the NFL athletes.
Well, mg52.org has all the details. If you have students that want to plug in with the football camp, it's all there. Thanks for checking in today, Moreland.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.